We don't need me to say that they're very young and in many regards very naive. And that was the case tonight. They conceded a very, very bad goal. And it's one of the things we actually talked about on Wednesday night in terms of the way that we conceded the goal. A throw-in was taken in, a guy was able to pass it back to the guy in a simple cross, and the guy sticks it in the net, and we were all over the place. But they're young fellas. And a lot of them are learning the game. And at this minute in time, they seem to be learning a number of harsh lessons. But it's up to us to just work that wee bit harder. And in terms of, we've learned a great deal even in the 3 days we've been here. We've learned a great deal. We learned a great deal tonight. And it's one of those where there's no quick fix. There isn't a quick fix, but we'll fix it. But it'll not be in the next week or two, but we will fix it.
I suppose supporters coming here tonight, Felix, given the fact that Harps were up against Wexford, a team that that's been struggling this season along with Harps, they probably would have expected Harps to get off to get that first win.
Yeah, I think everybody came here tonight, and obviously Peter and I are bitterly disappointed, particularly in the manner that we conceded the goal. I think Wexford probably deserved to win the match tonight. But it's as a you know, we would love to have got 3 points tonight, and by the same token, if we get 3 points tonight, then everybody thinks that everything's rosy in the garden, which it certainly isn't.
Felix, in terms of the way you set the team up tonight, I mean, what was the thinking behind it? What was the game plan?
Well, the difficulty is at this minute in time is that there are a number of you know, one or two players are injured. There's one or two players. I thought Christy Conaghan was exceptional tonight, and yet he's not 100% fit. And there's one or two other players who aren't really firing on all cylinders. We've found that there's been one or two problems with in terms of getting the best out of people in terms of the energy that they have, and an awful lot of the young players in particular are wasting an awful lot of energy all over the pitch. But and it goes back to the old, it's a learning process for a number of them, and what we don't have and what we need basically, you know, we need badly is we need somebody like Peter Hutton out there. We need, I mean, I'm all for youth, as anybody who's ever been involved in those, I'm very heavily, I like youth, but youth needs to learn from old hands. You can't have too many. And at this minute in time, there are too many. It's as simple as that. And there is no quick fix. And a lot of them, as I said earlier, are learning the hard way.